On this edition of The Arts Page, we bring you highlights of the 2016 Independence Grand Gala. Stay tuned.
It will be an experience that you'll never forget.
And that it was. The Independence Grand Gala, held at the National Stadium on August 6, was an evening of excitement, complete with comedy, dance, live musical performances, and of course, pyrotechnics. Gates opened at 3 p.m. with patrons arriving early to secure their seat in the bleachers and grandstand. And at 6 p.m., the show got underway with a motorcade signaling the arrival of the delegates. Almost 1,000 performers participated in the evening's activities, including the comical duo of IT and Fancy Cat with Oliver Samuels. Their presentation examined the realities of today's youth while offering insight into sub-themes such as technology.
The title is Youth Arising, and it seeks to capture the color, the spirit, attitudes, language of youth in a way that distinguishes and contrasts.
There was also a segment which paid tribute to Jamaica's indigenous groups, including the Maroons and Rastafari. The start of the event was signaled by the blowing of the abeng and entertainment which featured Mystic Revelation of Rastafari Band and Cableton. For lovers of classical music, a combined choir directed by Hugh Dowse delivered a harmonic rendition of the national song for schools. They were accompanied by the mass bands of the Jamaica Defense Force and the Jamaica Constabulary Force, with several uniformed groups forming the Guard of Honor. The section of the show entitled Breaking Barriers saw performances from visually impaired soloist Camelia Isaacs and Nesbeth. The Dragoneers and festival song winner Nazelman were also part of the evening's treat, along with G-Wiz, Kevin Downswell, Egyptian and Romaine Virgo. Jamaicans paid tribute to the athletes at the Olympics in Rio, with one representative from each featured event being represented by actors. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who informed a roaring crowd that the gala was being streamed to the athletes' village in Brazil, encouraged patrons to continue supporting and praying for the athletes at the Olympics.
Our athletes are watching us live in Rio. The energy that you are giving is passing through my voice, through the waves, thousands of miles away, to our athletes there in Rio de Janeiro, who will bring home gold for Jamaica.
Tantan and Saga Boy, two giant 20-foot Trinidadian puppets owned by famed master massman Peter Minchell, were also part of the evening's entertainment. By and large, the show was quite enjoyable, with the best part of the evening, to some, being the fireworks.
I live in the UK. Well, my roots is here. My Jamaican blood is through my veins. My first one, I'm enjoying it, yes.
No, it's not my first Grand Gala, but this one is really good. Just the vibes, it's really good, and the artists, the dancers, the performance, high class, top class.
Gala patrons Anna Dean and Sharon Bogle. Jamaica's under-21 netballers, who are currently playing a series of friendly matches with England, feted the British players to an exciting evening at the gala.
Completely overwhelming. I've never been to Jamaica before. So to come here for the first time, yeah, it's amazing. So overwhelming. You can feel the passion. You can feel everyone's unity.
Vice-captain of the England team, Jadeen Robinson. Other patrons included government ministers and opposition spokespersons, as well as the 13 parish queens and Miss Jamaica Festival queen for 2015-2016, Cherise Ricketts. That's all we have time for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are eLearning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.